That's it. Backlash 2024 from Lyon, not Lyon, France, is in the books.
Oh, yeah, Lyon. Michael Cole in his French accent.
So, yeah, that was it, Tebs. Backlash. I mean, it was the first pay-per-view, not PLE. It was the first pay-per-view, even though it's not a pay-per-view. It is on BT, though. TNT. Yeah, yeah. The first show since WrestleMania. First pay-per-view. Did we have some big rematches from WrestleMania like they used to do? Did we have some big stakes on the line? No. The card going in, Tebs, I don't know what your anticipation was for the card. Marcel, it was nice to have a world title and a WWE title match on the show. I will say that. But I just feel like it's like Triple H, like we said, he knows that the crowd's going to be great. And he's just like, five matches on this show, five matches. I mean, going into it, what was your excitement for this show?
Not very excited. I was excited because it's a live premium live event at 6 o'clock on a Saturday night instead of one in the morning. If I'd have stayed up till one in the morning to watch this, I'd have been pissed off because it was as predictable as you can imagine. I could have pretty much, I had everybody to win those matches that was on there. I had everybody nailed on to win those. There was nothing happened. Now, I was quite glad there weren't extra matches thrown in. I'm kind of glad there wasn't a two-hour pre-show with another three matches on. I was really glad there wasn't a Grayson Waller talking chat show segment. This backlash reminded me of Triple H's takeovers, NXT TakeOver. Five matches, you got one that's an ongoing feud, and then you got your big titles in there. And you give them all 15, 20 minutes to go and show what they can do. And I think he's really clever using these B shows to do that. It's giving five quality, decent length matches rather than filler and padding it out and pissing everybody off. But the crowd absolutely made this. I don't know, we'll talk about them soon. But my excitement going in was quite, it was a bit kind of, I expected what to happen and it did, but I'm glad that it was moved at a swift pace and there was some good, decent wrestling in there rather than filler.
Yeah, I mean, like, for me, like, I think it's fine doing the five matches if you're doing a show with two Elimination Chambers, two Royal Rumbles or whatever, but I feel like the very minimum for an actual pay-per-view should be six, especially if you've got a feud that's ready-made to have the match. Now, for me, that match was Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable. I think that would have been great. Imagine that match, putting that match on in front of this crowd, they would have been so hot for Sammy. It would have been brilliant, okay? But instead, they didn't do that. And what we're now going to get is the blow-off match in this feud, presumably in Saudi Arabia. Or they drag it out to the show in Scotland, which is too long to drag it out for. So this would have been the perfect... I think they did slip up not putting that on the show. Now, what I will say about the show, I thought, like I said, it was a good show. There was nothing great on the show. There was nothing bad on the show, which is a surprise for a WWE pay-per-view. It was a good, solid pay-per-view that the crowd took from here, that's the middle, and they put it up to here. The crowd were excellent. They made me enjoy the show. Now, I've seen like some wrestling podcasts that I listen to. I've seen a few takes where they're like, they're not football fans, yeah? So they're like, oh, the football crowd sort of ruined it. No, that's bollocks, yeah? Give me a crowd... Even if they weren't actually talking about the match, give me a crowd that are just chanting and giving a loud atmosphere, over a crowd shouting, what, or a crowd, dead crowd, this would great. And I always say this, so what I like about what the French people did, I think that was it, probably was you that I've had this conversation with. So American people at wrestling shows, act like American people at wrestling shows, right? And when the show comes over to the UK, I feel like, that UK fans try and imitate the US fans because it's not natural for us to chant. It's not, I'm sorry, it's not in our vocabulary to chant, you suck, or let's go, such a buddy. That's not natural for us, yeah? That's what US people chant. Our chants are more like what we chant at the football or rugby for some weirdos who like rugby, yeah? So I think the UK fans, English fans, should do that, yeah? But what the French fans did, they didn't try and put an act on that much for the US. They stuck to their own chants. If you watch a French football game, you will see those chants. So hats off to the French people. They didn't put an act on. Let's be part of the show. They got their own chance every time there was a two count. They did every time there was phenomenal. That every, honestly, I must have watched the video on my phone about 100 times of when they were chanting. Da, 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 da. Yep. It was brilliant. And I loved it.
And they
it.
Said that on like commentary that whenever somebody says the word phenomenal, they sing that whole song. The crowd will sing that whole song. So
yeah, the
phenomenal AJ Styles, well, we'll start singing it. Please welcome
I
the
almost
phenomenal.
Wish they hadn't have said, told us that, though. I wish they'd have just left us thinking, what are they doing? Yeah, but like I said, next, if there is a show in France next year, I will go to be... I want to go there and be part of that atmosphere. Yeah.
Well, I went to Lyon. I went to Lyon last year.
Yeah, you
year.
Went, didn't you?
I went for Slam Dunk Punk Festival. There were probably about 15,000 people in this aircraft hangar. And the crowd and the audience there were wild. But so yeah, everyone was just so friendly. This is wrestling fans and rock fans. The same to me. They get a bad reputation because everyone thinks they're fighting and drunken and loudmouth, but far from it when you're there at a rock gig or when you're at a wrestling gig. Everybody loves each other. Everybody just wants to have a good time and cheer and sing, and that's what Lyon were doing. So Lyon has proved to me that they are a wild bunch down there. But yeah, you're absolutely right. We do that. Like I think I said to you when we were over in America, it's like a wrestling chant or an American chant would be, "Let's go Rangers, let's go, you suck." Over here in the UK, it's your mum's a slag, your dad's a nonce. And it's but you're absolutely right. We wouldn't be at a football game, see somebody curl a shot in from 25 yards out and go, "That was awesome."
Yeah, exactly.
We wouldn't do it. But wrestling fans try to, like you say, you imitate what you've seen on TV. But the French fans did absolutely brilliant in this. And this is why Triple H is a genius, because the B shows, you don't have to have a lot go on them. You can bring a small amount, as is shown here. You can put 5-6 matches on the card, send them off to France, and you are going to fill 11,000-12,000 people in an inside arena, charge £500 a ticket, and you're going to fill them up with people that are ravenous for wrestling, and they are using this as their WrestleMania. So instantly a Backlash crowd becomes a WrestleMania crowd. And you do this in Germany, you do this in Spain, you do this in Brazil, you do this in India. You've only got to take one show there. You've got to take a Elimination Chamber to India, or you've got to take a, Armageddon to Brazil. And you will have a wild crowd giving it everything. So suddenly your B shows are going to feel the equivalent of your A shows. It's genius.
It annoys me. To me, like, no. Tebs, it's great going to all these places. I love that. But you've got the capability to put on a very good card. Just put it on. Like, it's all well and good for the people. That are real. Like you just said, you had no excitement going in, yeah? WWE's hot again, apparently, yeah? Which it is, yeah? Just put on. Why not just put on an extra match? What are you saving this for? Just put it on. Why try and get the best out of a black banana when you could have a nice ripe yellow banana ready to go? Do you know what I mean? If it's there, you can put on a bit. Do you know what I mean? You could put on better. Just do it. It wouldn't be hard. It'd give interest for people. Like, there wasn't many people talking about it I saw on social media compared to a big time paper. You could have had a big card here. Like, I just don't see. It's all well and saying you think it's great putting on these B-level shows. What, just put on a good card. You had Gunther, you had LA Knight, yeah? Backstage at this show, you had Sami Zayn, you had Chad Gable. They were all there because they'd been on this European tour. Just have them go out and put... to me, you wasted that crowd. You wasted that crowd by not giving them a great show. You wasted it. It was a good show, but just... If you've got... okay, then, Tebs, it's like Leeds, yeah? Right? You can play Southampton or whatever at Wembley, yeah, and put on the best show and win 4-0. Or you can put out your second string and win 1-0. Just put out your best team. But anyway, I don't know. Yeah, I love the fact they're going abroad. It's brilliant. But doing your pay-per-views, yeah, in, I don't know.
Minnesota.
Yeah. Fuck Minnesota.
But yeah, you can do that, and now you're in a position where you're going to go to Scotland, you're going to go to you've been to
Toronto.
France, Germany, Toronto for Money in the Bank. I mean, Canadians do get WWE. Probably once a year they go up there, you know, and do a Raw and SmackDown and stuff. But I just think it's absolute genius that you... Plus, I love the fact that we'll get to see premium live events at decent hours.
Yeah,
so,
it's great,
you know,
isn't it?
You can come in, get your shit sorted. What time is it? 6 o'clock at night, time for the wrestling. And then you just see American fans fucking whinging that they've got to watch one at 1 in the afternoon. One in the afternoon. Oh, God. Your sleep pattern's going to be disrupted for days from 1 o'clock in the... Oh, people in LA, they had to watch it at 10 a.m. Who watches wrestling at 10 a.m.? Fucking anybody with a fucking brain. But yeah, I just think it's great. So I am really hoping they continue this trend. And let's
get... Yeah, I think they will as well. Why would you not? Why would you not? Oh, you only... To me, just run the Rumble and WrestleMania and SummerSlam in the States. The big three. Sorry, the big four Survivor Series is done. Do the big three in the States and give the rest of the world the other ones. And I think with the relationship with TKO, they're going to do that even more. How many times do you see the UFC shows, like you say, in Brazil, which is obviously like, that's like they're into all UFC and stuff. But you can do it everywhere. Like, it shows you can go to a random... It's not the biggest city in France, yeah? No. You can go to a Lyon in France, yep. And you can put 12,000 crazy fans in the building. Next time, I've watched an indie show before in Spain, and they were crazy in Madrid. It was an indie show in Madrid. They were great. Go and do a show in Madrid. Go and do one there. You will get the fans. I do one in Italy.
But in hindsight of what I've just said, tickets for Clash at the Castle in Glasgow are actually selling pretty slowly. So
I think we're a bit different. I think we're a bit different, Tebs. We're tight asses. I'm sorry, but anyone who knows the Scottish, and I'm sorry, it's, you can't criticise another nation. Look, the English and the Scottish, we can criticise each other. It's all good game, right? The Scottish people are known for being tight. They're not going to go and spend 500 quid on nosebleed seats. You might get people flying in or whatever, but the majority of people from Glasgow, is that where it is, Glasgow, or is it Edinburgh?
Glasgow.
You're not going to have Rangers and Celtic fans dropping five. And another thing that seems to have been missed by this, the night before, Germany are playing Scotland in the Euros. Yep. At SmackDown, they're only selling combo tickets, aren't they? Yeah? Nobody's going to want to go to that SmackDown when Scotland are playing Germany.
In the Euros, yeah. So I think they're fucked up there. But I still think they should have had it at Murrayfield in Edinburgh anyway. It's a stadium show. You can fill a stadium or at least put 40,000 people in it. I don't know. They're going for the money. But the difference between Lyon, this is the first premium live event in France. They needed 12,000 people to fill an arena in Lyon. Like I say, it's 2 hours from France. It's 2 hours from Germany. It's 2 hours from anywhere. It's a great location to bring everybody in from sort of Central Europe. And people would be happy to pay that. Britain, we've got, you had Wembley last year, you got Wembley again this year for AEW. You've had Clash at the Castle in Wales, which did really well. But now you're saying to people, you've got to pay the exact same amount again to go and sit in an arena in Glasgow rather than a big stadium show. And I think people are absolutely... I won't buy a combo ticket, because a combo ticket is not only that it's 500 quid for two shows, well, okay, but then that immediately increases your accommodation, because you need an extra night, an extra travel, you need the Friday off maybe from work. It just makes a one evening event into a 3 day trip, and a lot of people can't afford that or have the time to do that right now. So if they'd have sold SmackDown tickets separately, I still think they'd have filled the place. If you know, you sell your ticket for Clash at the Castle for 200 quid and you sell your SmackDown ticket for 150, you're still going to fill it up. People will pay that and you might get a bit of a mixed crowd, but what do I know? They're still going to do it. They'll fill the place up with school kids and kids from children's hospital.
It'll be filled up, won't it? So Backlash itself, we'll get into the main event first. Cody Rhodes, AJ Styles. I mean, we knew that this was going to be Cody was always going to retain. The aim of this match was not to make you think... It wasn't to make you think, oh, is AJ going to win? It was to make sure that you got a good, strong wrestling match in the defense. I mean, I am going to criticize one thing, which I forever will criticize. I know he won the match on SmackDown, but if you knew AJ Styles was going to challenge for this title at WrestleMania, I'm sorry. I know you like LA Knight, AJ Styles had to win that match at WrestleMania for me. You can't just have him lose clean at WrestleMania. Not many people... Nobody watches Raw and SmackDown realistically. I know they do, but they don't. They don't. I'm sorry, right? They don't. They might fucking Dave from fucking Kansas City might just sit there, fall asleep while it's on. But you've not watched it. You're a bit. We went to WrestleMania, yeah? I reviewed one Raw and I nearly felt like committing suicide after it. You've not watched any Raws in the build-up or SmackDowns, whatever they're on, yeah? You had to have AJ beat.
Yeah. Sorry, I watched the Raw before and I was in my hotel room in Washington, the Raw before WrestleMania, and I was messaging you going, I'm so glad I'm not sat in a bar because this is fucking dull.
Yeah.
And the only reason I watched the Raw after Mania is because I was sat there in the building. And it was
and you wanted to
like,
leave an hour early. That's how
yeah, I was just like, should we get off? And it wasn't bad, but it's like, it
was boring.
Yeah, it was seeing a wrestling TV show get filmed rather than watching wrestling. And that's what weekly TV is. It's, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't good, was it? So to me, you had to have AJ. Why, if you knew he was going to challenge, have him go over LA Knight at WrestleMania. Do you know what I mean? Like you say, you're not by what we've seen. LA Knight wasn't even on this show. Yeah, so he was doing nothing. So LA Knight could have took the loss, whatever. And then I don't know, he could get the win back in the King of the Ring tournament. But you didn't go with that. You went with Cody versus AJ Styles. And in hindsight, AJ Styles was a great choice. I don't think they would have known this. Maybe they did. Maybe they knew that. As soon as in France you say the word phenomenal, the crowd go insane. I don't know whether that was just the stars aligning and a bit of luck, but if not, imagine if they hadn't have done it.
I saw something recently when this was announced that AJ Styles was the first challenger when Roman got the championship and a couple of other people as well. So it's like AJ Styles is seen in WWE as the dependable one, you know, new champion. He needs to put, you know, AJ needs to put the champion over. You know you're going to get a good match. It's solid, it's safe. And I'm sure I've seen it where AJ has been the first challenger to a few champions down the line. So if that's how he's used, that's great. It's just like you say, they want much of a build-up, and he should have had that win over LA Knight if he's then, like you say, if they knew we were going to be going on. The problem with this is, and why I said I want too excited, is because of the draft, where they place the draft in comparison to this premium live event. It's like it used to be WrestleMania Backlash, now it's just Backlash, and there's no sort of rematches from WrestleMania. It's just there, and you're looking at it, I'm like, well, Damien's not going to lose just yet, and Cody's not going to lose just yet, so I know them two results, and we probably need new champions at some point. Bailey's not going to lose just yet. It's just timing of everything that just sucked my enthusiasm for it, because I'm just sat there like, this is just hamstering a wheel, just spinning around a little bit until the draft and all that can be sorted out. And then that's when you're King of the Ring and all that kicks in. But
what did you think of the match itself, Tebs? Because we all know my opinion on whether this is going to be the case. I mean, I've seen a lot of people tweeting on Twitter that this was actually better than the Bryan Danielson versus Will Ospreay match from the other week.
Who said that?
And you prefer WWE to AEW, so I just wanted to get your take on that.
I prefer Yeah, I prefer WWE to AEW, and Ospreay Danielson was one of the best matches I've ever seen. So, this Cody Rhodes AJ Styles was 27 minutes of.
Is that how long it went?
27 minutes was Cody and AJ. There was no. I don't see where people, you know, forget the blindness about pro this and pro AEW and wars, Wednesday night wars, whatever shit you want to think about. Just look at what's in front of you. But this was a great match.
Yeah, it was
wasn't
very
an
good.
All-time
good
great. I guarantee nobody will put this in their top five at the end of the year. But it was nothing wrong with it. It was sound. But
yeah, it was good.
Never
was
thought
good
Cody
match,
was losing.
It?
Yeah, yeah. It's that strange one. That.
Yeah, it was a very good match. Solid. It was probably. I'd probably say it's a 3.5-star match, but the crowd were that good. I will always remember this match, probably, because the crowd were that good. I'd probably drag it up to 3.75. I did tweet out. Now, I do get, there's 2 points to this. I do get why you just had him win with one crossroads, because AJ didn't need to be the effective, do you know what I mean? He didn't need to kick out of all the crossroads. But if the purpose of the match, the purpose of this was to have a classic match as Cody Rhodes' first defense, then maybe there is the argument of, have him kick out of a couple of crossroads. If this match would have had the 3 to 4 minute stretch of a few finisher kickouts. A little Jey Uso Priest did have a big finisher kickout, and the crowd went mad. If you'd have rolled all that in for a couple of minutes in front of this crowd, you'd have got them at even more of a fever pitch, and that would have heightened the match for me. So it was a great match. It was a very good match that could have been great with those finisher kickouts, but I get why they didn't do them.
Yeah, I really won't be surprised if Cody uses one crossroads on everybody or every defense he does now until WrestleMania, and Rock kicking out of the crossroads, or it's saving it now. I'm hoping they protect that finisher. I hope WWE start doing that a fair bit and protects people's finishers. Because like you said, when somebody kicks out of the crossroads, that's when you start thinking this guy could beat Cody, and you can't do that every time. For if he nailed AJ with two crossroads and AJ kicked out, well, you start thinking, well, he hit three on Roman. Does that mean Roman's weaker than AJ? So, I don't know. I like that it kind of still protected the WrestleMania finish and saying Roman took three to put him down, AJ just takes one. It's kind of a hierarchy. I like that. So I hope they keep protecting people's finishes as long as they can.
Yeah. So now, hopefully they don't do the rematch with AJ. I don't think there's any need.
Nah.
So with that said, obviously, now I want to talk about his next challenger after this. Now, I know that Orton is, I've been saying for a long time, they've got to do this match. Now, Orton did stay on SmackDown. Cody did stay on SmackDown, obviously, because he's the champion. Now, do you start this now and have him, like, really, you think the match, I don't know if I'd prefer Randy Orton, Cody, to do what Cody and Brock did last year and have it blow off at SummerSlam in potentially the main event at SummerSlam. Or do you just have them going in as that's their first match at SummerSlam? I'm assuming that's... I can't think of any... Maybe you're thinking of someone else could be the challenge, but for me, it's going to be a heel Randy Orton and maybe a babyface Randy Orton because we saw how hot Orton was in that first match. Do you have Orton be the babyface and then turn after Cody beats him for then the rematch at SummerSlam? I think that's what I'd do. I'd have like a nice friendly match. Cody retains via whatever. And then you have the heel face match at SummerSlam. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
But what they're doing at the minute is Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, RKO. And they're a tag team. So you're going to have the inevitable. I really won't be surprised if them two split up and Orton turns heel on Orton, on KO. And then they have that match. So then you've got heel Orton, who's just beaten Kevin Owens. And then he moves on to Cody. So I could probably see that Orton Cody being about Royal Rumble now.
Right.
I think Cody versus Orton Royal Rumble. I think it's too soon. I just think it's too soon to turn Orton heel with all the stuff they're laying down with Kevin Owens. Because they started that well before WrestleMania, and them two are building themselves into that tag team. And I won't be surprised if maybe they're looking at the Matt Riddle, Randy Orton split that they would have done. So they need to give him that.
I suppose you could even
like the idea of the story. They just couldn't. Yeah, even then, but
it's a Mania match if you don't do Cody v Rock. So who would you go for as Cody's next challenger then?
I was trying to think Solo? On this the other day.
No, I wouldn't do Solo because he's not going to win.
You've got all them down. The bloodline and everyone like that is off to one side. Do you push somebody like Bronson Reed or Karrion Kross?
Do you give them? I think they're both on Raw.
I can't remember, you know. But do you give them to a little bit of a push, you know, just over the summer?
Yeah.
You've got the King of the Ring. Does the King of the Ring get a title opportunity?
So my only thing is, I would have said LA Knight, but I do think you're really risking. If you have Cody against another babyface that's over, you do not want Cody getting any negative chance, which will, especially if you do LA Knight. He was, let's be honest, not beat around the bush. I've said this all along, the crowd will turn on Cody. Hopefully he can get to next year's WrestleMania before that happens. But even last night, there was AJ Styles chance when fans were chanting. They're all turning at Cody and AJ chance. So
they were chanting for Roman as well when the bloodline first turned up. They were saying we want Roman. Roman's got to, this is what you said as well. He's going to do that. I'm just thinking through who else is sort of lined up at the minute to have a...
What were you saying? What else that I said? Babyface Roman.
Just this was all set up for Roman to come back and be an over babyface.
Yeah.
And it's
they're going to do
there, isn't it?
It's going to be Roman and the Usos versus Tama Tonga and Tangaloa and sort of.
Well, should we talk about that then? Should we talk about...
Yeah, go on then. Randy Orton, Kevin Owens versus the Bloodline. I mean, I did love Randy Orton coming out and the crowd singing I Hear Voices. That was a great moment.
That was amazing. I've never seen a crowd singing his music like that. They were just all going... They made that. And I think there was a bit of an awkwardness at the beginning because Kevin Owens was stood at the end of the ramp. And I think he was waiting for Orton's music to kick in.
Yeah, it took before ages, he went in the ring.
But it was like, is Kevin Owens sort of stood there sort of waiting for Orton before he goes in the ring with him? And backstage, they're thinking, we'll wait for Owens to get in the ring and then we'll, I don't know. Descended into carnage at the beginning. Security guards start getting stunners. And I was trying to look through all those security guards thinking, I'm going to see these guys on NXT in a few years. But then what's his name? Oblivion from Gladiators came out and said, this is now going to be a street fight. And we saw a wrestling move about 15, 20 minutes later. So, yeah, it was fine, wasn't it? We all knew what would come
in. I thought it was good. It was fun. I enjoyed it more than you. The crowd, elevated it.
Yeah.
There was some nice spots, the brain buster onto the chair.
But we didn't get a proper... Yeah, it was Damian Priest, Jey Uso was the first... one-on-one wrestling match, wasn't it? In fact, that was the... Oh, no, we had two, didn't we? We had Cody Rhodes as well. But there's a brainbuster on the chair.
What did you overall think of the actual match? Just fine. I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it.
It was fine. I was kind of surprised that I was expecting Jacob Fatu as the...
Same here.
As coming in. So I kind of that kind of sort of says... Solo's building up his own bloodline, isn't he? Did you see the moment with Jay backstage?
Yeah.
And sort of Heyman's giving them that look of, please help me out. What have I done? What's going on here? This is getting out of control. So I think we're going to have Solo and Guerrillas of Destiny and Jacob Fatu on one side, and we are getting Roman and the Usos and probably the... Would you have The Rock? Because he's still healing, isn't he? I don't know. But yeah,
Rock's going to be the leader of Solo and the heel. This is what is going to happen, which is why I think they made the right decision to have Tangaloa interfere, because although he's shit,
That's what you sent me of those chops you were doing.
He's awful. He's awful. Tamatonga's better than Tangaloa, and he's hardly flipping Ric Flair. So it's right to have them. But everyone was rumouring Jacob Fatu returns or whatever. I don't think that was the right thing to do, personally. Jacob Fatu debuts and helps, right? They're a built-in tag team, okay? G.O.D., Guerrillas of Destiny. Solo Sikoa can be the leader of them. You've got the three of them, right? You can then, down the line, go to G.O.D. versus the Usos, which is a big match, You've got Solo versus Roman. You can have the six-man tag. So I'm thinking maybe at SummerSlam you have Roman, Survivor Series, whatever, Roman the Usos, against G.O.D. and Solo, And then you can have Jacob Fatu interfere. And I was thinking, like you just said then, to me, it's going to be like this because it's going to be Rock on one side, Roman on the other, You have The Rock, Solo, G.O.D., that's four of them at that side, Right? And then you've got Roman and the Usos on that side. It's four against three. You can have Jacob Fatu on their side if you want. So save his debut to interfere in the tag. I think they'll do a six-man tag at SummerSlam. I think that's what you'll probably get. But you're getting with me thinking with these pay-per-views, they're going to do Punk McIntyre at SummerSlam, and there's going to be a Cody defense. Will they even save a match? Will they save Roman's first match back not being at SummerSlam? Do they need, like you said, Triple H? He's not... Everyone does these dream cards. Oh, that's at SummerSlam. I keep seeing on Twitter, SummerSlam going to be wild. Drew versus Punk, this versus that. And I'm thinking, the only thing that he stacks up is WrestleMania. So if you're thinking SummerSlam is going to be this dream card, it's probably not.
No. I think this is all about long-term story planning, especially with Bloodline. And we've just done it there. You know, you've got G.O.D. versus Usos. Then you can have Rock versus Roman versus Solo. You can do the War Games match with 4v4. Then you can do then you've got one more blow-off. Even Royal Rumble, Rock versus Roman at Royal Rumble, or I don't know. There's plenty for them to do. And I know you don't like
Rock
this.
Rock versus who at Royal Rumble?
Even Rock Roman at Royal Rumble.
No, come on, Ted. Elimination Chamber debate again, are we? Do you remember? That was a good match, though. I really did enjoy the Rock versus Roman Reigns in Perth, Australia. Fucking hell.
G'day, mate. Should we quickly talk about the Bayley, Naomi, Tiffany Stratton triple threat? Because that was solid.
It was good, wasn't it? It was good. I didn't like the ending, though, of having, like, do you know what I mean? Of having the roll. It was like, oh, let's get Tiffany Stratton to one side, have the roll up, finish with. It was the bottle job.
It was a roll up finish. Now, I couldn't believe I saw a roll up finish in a title match, but it was kind of like, and the bit at the end, I was expecting Naomi to sort of turn on Bayley and do a bit of a heel turn there, and the hugging, and she's happy about it. And it's like, I don't want you happy about it. You've just lost your chance at a world title, Naomi. Yeah. Be pissed off. You don't have to turn and become heel, but why are you so happy about your friend being
We'll get Tiffany Stratton will take the title off Bayley at Clash at the Castle or Money in the Bank or something. I think, the story was Bayley getting a big moment at WrestleMania. Now she doesn't need to go on a big title reign. For New Japan fans, Naito always wins the big one, and then a month later he drops it. It's not about what happens after; it's just reaching that top bit.
Bayley's established already. She's got a title. She's had a WrestleMania moment. This should be now her setting somebody up.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
Tiffany Stratton's the right choice.
Money in the bank.
Yeah. And then we had the World Heavyweight title match, Jey Uso, Yeet versus Damian Priest. We'll spend most of the rest of the show talking about this match, I think, because I actually said to you, I thought in hindsight it was the wrong choice with how over Cody AJ was. I thought by putting this in the middle of the show, they telegraphed the outcome. People were saying Jey Uso had a chance of winning on Twitter. A lot of people were expecting it. I mean, I said to you straight after WrestleMania, this makes sense. Damian Priest has got the title. Drew had his moment at WrestleMania like he wanted. You got the story with Punk and Drew. Mm-hmm. Priest is going to retain that title till Clash at the Castle. It's perfect because Priest isn't a babyface. He can go in there, defend against the King of the Ring winner, Drew McIntyre. Clash at the Castle can end how it should have ended 2 years ago in the minds of some people, where Drew wins the title. He gets the big moment, not in Wales, in his home country of Scotland. Perfect. Drew's the champion going into SummerSlam where he can defend against CM Punk. Perfect. Yeah. I've done it all for you. That was it. Jey Uso was not the right person to win the title here. But as we have said, that guy, Jey Uso, it was the most popular t-shirt at WrestleMania we saw. You could see the Yeet shirts in the crowd. Jey Uso, make no mistake about it, despite his shit match at WrestleMania, is a top guy at the moment.
Yeah, the main event thing really pisses me off. It's like,
I know,
main event.
Main event,
Jey Uso. He's never main event. I do it all. I say it every time, but it's like, if you're going to say, it's like they've just got this big word jargon on the wall, and they're like, the Eradicator, give that to Rhea Ripley, and the Dominator, give that to somebody else, and main event, give that to it. And it's like, you're not main event, Jey, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but you're in a title match and you're third on the card of five. You're not even main event on Backlash. And it's like, I don't know, but that's a pet peeve. But yeah, you're absolutely right. For as much as it annoys me, all that Yeet bullshit, is selling t-shirts. He's not getting to number six in the single charts like Joe Hendry, but he's selling t-shirts. And I think he was the right guy to take on Priest here.
First defense. It's a bit weird, wasn't it, though? All the stuff with Judgment Day interfering.
Yeah, and then I think that's laying the seeds for it. Wouldn't surprise me if that's how Priest loses his title to Drew. The interfere and the costume.
Yeah.
And Priest ends up leaving the Judgment Day, or that breaks up and he goes off in his
baby
face.
What was you about to say? You don't think what? You was about to say I cut you off.
No, I can't remember, to be honest. But
I thought the match was good, weren't it? It was good, but
yeah,
the crowd again helped the match. The interference wasn't really.
I thought they were going to slow down after two or three matches, but they kept going. And even the women's tag, Bianca and Jade, the dressed in red, whatever, against the Kabuki Warriors. That did not... 17 and a half minutes. I turned to my mate about 10 minutes in. I'm like, some matches just don't need to go long. And
did you watch it with your mate?
Yeah, we were sat watching it, and it was like Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair against the Kabuki Warriors does not need to go 17 minutes. It was the...
It was a good match that I was shitting on Jade Cargill, weren't I, before? But just going back to the Jade so much, what would you rate the Uso pre-match? I just want to gather your actual thoughts about...
Three and a half.
Yeah, I've got 3.5.
Solid is fine, and there's nothing wrong with three.
It served its purpose, didn't it?
Yeah, it served its purpose. It was a B plus. It's fine. It's great. It was a solid match. Nobody fucked up. They did all the right stuff. They played it well. I never once thought Jay were going to win, but I'm such a mark anyway. Cargill,
she's shit. But she did a good. I know you're saying she's shit.
I know what you mean. That right. So where she had Kairi Sane up and she lifted her up into spun around into Jaded. There's a lot of potential there with her, and you can see how the covering.
She could do that one move.
Well, no, but how new is she to WWE? Right.
Right, so this is what happened to him. She did that move at the start of her AEW reign against Sky Blue, and I thought exactly how I can tell that you'll be thinking of it now. I thought, there's some potential here, right? And then for the next year, I watched her go out. She's got two left feet. She's slower than fucking catching COVID. She's fucking shit. So I won't have it anyway. But WWE present her well. They present her well.
They present her well, but let's see her after a year in WWE Performance Center, as opposed to a year working weights at the AEW gym at Jaguar Stadium. Let's see the difference. Let's see her working matches every week, but working under the tutelage of WWE in their Performance Center, developing a wrestler rather than AEW, where they didn't have that infrastructure there. They don't have as good, you know, sports science and everything behind it, and wrestling trainers. You know, a year at AEW and a year at WWE, I think, will produce different results. WWE are already saying she's a fucking superstar. They just need to sharpen her up.
I mean, the Performance Center, to be fair, Tebs, is well known for improving a lot of wrestlers. I mean, I can name none.
What, so anybody that comes through the Performance Center,
who would you say NXT? That's gone through the... Go on, Logan Paul, that's it. And I would argue that
he was
not
natural
really.
Anyway. But you know what I'm saying. There are the people who come into NXT. I can't list them off right now.
I feel like we've
got
a Philly cheesesteak bet here, Tebs. We've got one here. What's the Las Vegas food?
Fuck it. No, you know what? See, it's Vegas, isn't it? Should we just go like $50 on red on the roulette table?
Right. I tell you what, right? Here we go, right? So obviously, there's a lot of trust in this. Well, not a lot of trust, but like, so by the time we board that flight, we can categorically say, if I say to you, we both agree, we're both going to be fair. Yes, Jade Cargill has improved a lot, or has improved as an in-ring performer, not a presentation, because they already do that well. That's why they hired her in a tag. If we say, yes, she's improved.
That is based on opinion, right? So Meltzer will have given one of her matches 4 stars or more by the time we go to Vegas.
No.
So you can't just say she'll have got better, because you can just get on to playing on Vegas and just go, nah, she's shit.
I tell you what, if Meltzer has given her a 4-star singles match.
Yeah.
In the next year.
She's in a single match that has got 4 stars or more in the next year. 4 stars, 3.5, 3.75. No, it's got 4.
3.75 or more. Yeah, no, because Meltzer, everyone else is 3.5-star matches. 4 stars for Meltzer.
Jade Cargill will have a 4-star match. Yep, before WrestleMania starts next year.
If she's not had more than 5 singles matches, the bet's null and void, because that's not fair on you if she's in tag match. No, if she's in tag matches all year round, it's not fair on you, is it? If she's not had a 4-star singles match.
I don't care. Let's go. She will have a 4-star Meltzer singles match by April 17th next year.
And the winning person, the person who wins the bet, the other person, what are you pulling your face out?
Because I think I've shit Mr. Chit on my own self, but anyway, go on.
The other person, has to give the other person a $20 chip that goes on their birthday. The birth date number, that $20 goes on my birth date number, when we get to Vegas, the first thing, and then if it comes in, we'll split the money each, obviously, but it goes, basically it's just deciding who pays for it.
Who's going to pay for the first bet? Who's going to pay for the first bet? All right. Fine.
And it goes on
I'll be putting $20 there, and I'll just be throwing I thought you were gonna say, just give me it in single dollar bills, yeah.
Yeah, so what would you give the match, Tebs, Bianca and Jay? Did she hit the 4-star for this one? Because I thought it was good. I would not be far off 4 stars.
Yeah. I was 3.5 to 4 for all of these matches. But
yep, same here.
I was trying not to let my I still keep thinking Triple H's booking is really obvious. And it's great. I enjoy it. I don't like guessing what's going to happen. So I'm just hoping it starts spinning up a bit after these.
We knew that they were going to win, didn't we? Bianca and Jade, this one.
Do you see what was announced? Gunter versus Sheamus for the King of the Ring qualifiers. Fucking hell, that's a semi-final.
That should have been the final. Yeah, I was saying the same thing.
But imagine Drew Gunter final at King of Ring in Jeddah.
It'd be good. I mean, I'd sooner see Drew versus Walter. I think that would have been a better match. But
yeah, Drew versus Walter would have been better.
I'm joking. Right, so overall thoughts, pay-per-view, Ted, score out of 10, and then we'll fuck off.
7. B+.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah. Great. Yeah, it didn't...
3.5 stars.
I love just how quickly it moved. They're just saying these... And I love the fact that no match went under 10 minutes. We don't have some daft roll-up victory after 3 minutes. It gives everybody time to shine. I just hope it makes... If they start saying to everyone, the B-shows are only going to have 5 matches on, if you want to be on a premium live event, you've got to work your ass off and get over with the crowd like Jey Uso has or like Tiffany Stratton has. You've got to work towards it and you'll be putting these... And then maybe Raw and SmackDown are going to benefit all the more for it. But somebody just... No, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that one afterwards. But I'll
tell you what. It's going to hit harder, isn't it, in 3 weeks when we're reviewing the King of the Ring show from A. Do you reckon the Saudi Arabian crowd will be as lively as this Leon crowd?
That was awesome.
Oh, I know.
That was awesome.
Anyway, so that is it. That is Backlash in the books from France. Great location. Good show. Solid show. We'll move forward probably to another solid show. And yeah, that'll be it.
What a weekend. What a weekend, though. King of the Ring. Like you were telling me. King of the Ring, Double or Nothing, and the playoff final. 3 days.
And Man City, Man United FA Cup final on the Saturday. And Rangers v Celtic in the Scottish Cup final on the Saturday. What a weekend. Like I said to you, the baby bums will be on mute that weekend.
Yeah, can't wait. Wrestling's great again.
Yeah, that's it. Messi Baku! I have no idea what it meant, Swift. I offense anyone. I'm sorry.
Do you know what the chant was, by the way, for the 2 count?
That was 2.
Simplement deux. So it was basically simply 2. It was only a 2. So apparently the French commentators say it's simplement deux. So they go simplement deux. Simplement deux. And it was just simply 2. So every 2 count,
I've never liked the French. Right.
We'll finish on that racism. Thank you, everybody. Fuck the French.
Fuck the French. See you later.